What if the heaviest thing you're carrying isn't visible at all? Not your mortgage, not your job, not even your responsibilities, but the invisible accumulation of grudges, regrets, and what-ifs that replay in your mind like a broken record. Most of us don't realize we're lugging around this psychological baggage until we feel the exhaustion seeping into every corner of our lives. We wonder why we're tired despite sleeping 8 hours, why relationships feel draining, why joy feels just out of reach. The answer often lies not in what's happening to us now, but in what we refuse to release from our past. Letting go isn't about forgetting or becoming emotionally numb. It's about freeing ourselves from the mental prison we've unknowingly constructed, bar by bar, memory by memory. Here's what most people get wrong. Letting go isn't about material possessions or giving up on your dreams. It's about releasing your death grip on psychological burdens, the negative thoughts and emotions stemming from painful memories, disappointments, and daily stresses that compound like interest on a loan you never took out. These invisible weights profoundly shape our attitudes, damage our health, strain our relationships, and sabotage our productivity. True letting go requires moving from bargaining to acceptance. Consider a relationship that ended badly. How long did you spend mentally rewriting history, imagining different conversations, replaying scenes where you said the perfect thing? That's bargaining, desperately clinging to a past you want to reclaim. Acceptance means acknowledging what happened and recognizing your identity can survive without that piece of history defining you forever. Healthy letting go involves recognizing negative emotions, investigating their causes, and developing emotional resilience by managing rather than suppressing them. Unexamined feelings don't disappear, they metastasize, spreading deeper into your psyche. When you release tension from past regrets and attachments, your body's natural healing capacity activates. Consider how much mental bandwidth you spend replaying painful memories. That's processing power that could be directed toward personal growth, creativity, or simply being present with loved ones. Your mental health improves dramatically because you're no longer carrying constant strain on your confidence. Physical health follows. The stress raising your blood pressure and disrupting your sleep begins to dissipate. Your relationships transform because you're finally emotionally available rather than perpetually distracted by internal pain. Releasing the past transforms you fundamentally. You stop desperately trying to please others or avoid repeating mistakes. Courage grows naturally when you stop obsessing over failures. Fear of repetition paralyzes decisions, but releasing this fixation reveals consequences are far less catastrophic than imagined. You rediscover daily joys, laughing with friends, feeling sunlight, losing yourself in a good book. Your empathy expands because you're not drowning in your own pain. Here's something comforting. You're not alone. We agonize over remarkably similar things. Failed relationships haunt us as we analyze what went wrong, often shouldering undeserved blame. Toxic relationships prove harder to leave. Despite causing stress, partners become emotionally dependent, encouraging mutual misery. Jealousy springs from insecurity, whether fearing loss or envying others' fortune, developing into resentment and shame. Past failures become internalized as we agonize over what we could have done differently. Regrets stem from choices we believed were poor, the wrong spouse, house, or career, convinced our lives would be better had we decided differently. Misfortunes spiral into hopelessness when we perceive ourselves as perpetual victims, losing our sense of agency. Emotional attachment to failed outcomes blinds us to lessons about our strengths and limitations. We dread others' judgments, which paralyzes decision-making and surrenders control to external opinions. We desperately crave control over everything, maintaining an exhausting illusion that we author all circumstances, when most events lie beyond our influence. Deciding to let go is easy. Actually doing it is agonizingly difficult. When you obsess over a past incident, your fixation signals importance, whether it truly is or not. Change terrifies us because it brings uncertainty. We prefer even miserable familiarity over the unknown. When letting go of something painful, we fear life without it. This pain has become part of our identity. Abandoning it feels vulnerable, like removing armor worn so long we've forgotten our skin underneath. We cling to negative emotions because we dread missing potential positive experiences connected to them, salvaging that relationship, returning to that degree, restarting that business. This fear of missing out prevents clean breaks. The sunk cost fallacy traps us in unfulfilling careers, toxic relationships, and failing businesses because we've invested too much to walk away. We cling to situations hoping to make things right, not to keep options open. Letting go means acknowledging failure, especially difficult when our identity is attached to what we're holding on to. Low self-esteem convinces us we deserve our painful circumstances, while unwillingness to admit fault creates cognitive dissonance, mental stress from contradictory thoughts that keeps us dwelling on disappointments. Making the decision to let go requires four steps. Acknowledge the source of your unhappiness, commit to letting go by visualizing improvement, identify your mind's resistance, and recognize that this decision is yours alone. Developing emotional intelligence requires deep introspection about your feelings, their causes, and their behavioral influence. Outlets for negative emotions, exercise, conversations, relaxing pursuits, don't resolve them but release pressure, making emotional evaluation easier. When struggling emotionally, we instinctively isolate ourselves, yet this is precisely when we should force engagement to interrupt negative thought patterns. Identify your specific needs, then honestly assess whether what you're holding on to actually meets them. We often cling to relationships or expectations, believing they fulfill our needs when they don't. Purpose motivates us and regulates emotions. Without it, we cling to the past because the future seems pointless. Confront your pain directly rather than avoiding it through distractions, not to wallow, but to validate your experience and free yourself. Extract insights from mistakes to transform regrets into teachable moments. Recognize that your idealized self is an unattainable illusion. Clinging to this fantasy prevents reconciling with your real self. Gratitude practice counters our brain's negativity bias by deliberately redirecting attention to life's good aspects, gradually rewiring neural pathways. List things you're grateful for, imagine life without them, and identify people who contributed to these blessings. This helps you recognize good things happen regularly while diminishing fixation on painful memories. Take responsibility for problems affecting you, not accepting blame, but stopping the habit of blaming others. Blame casts you as victim, diminishing your agency. Relinquish control, recognizing you can manage only your choices and responses. Abandon relationship scorecards that track others' behavior. Negativity bias makes these unfairly lopsided. Learn to say no to lower priority commitments, creating space for what matters. Forgiveness of others and yourself is essential. Forgiving others frees you from bitterness. Self-forgiveness releases shame, letting you recognize your humanity. Develop emotional diversity by experiencing a wide range of emotions, building long-term resilience. The path to emotional freedom is practical action, not philosophical contemplation. When you release your burdens, you experience transformative lightness. Relationships improve, health benefits emerge, productivity increases, and you reclaim your capacity for joy. In a world teaching us to hold on, the most radical act is learning to release. The art of letting go isn't about losing something. It's about reclaiming yourself. That lightness you'll feel, that's freedom.